Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We still got more to get to. We are going to climb into a little bit more of the quarterback conversation, because as we look around, and obviously you have rookie quarterbacks coming up, we've talked about Mendoza more, over the past couple of months, probably more than we should want to talk about prospect quarterbacks in the month of December, in the month of November. And welcome to the season you're in. But there's some guys that should be coming available, some guys that are likely coming available from other teams in the NFL as well. And to help break us all down, do we want them? Do we want Shador? Let's get Jake Murren back in the mix. Jake, what's going on? What are we doing?
Yeah, so I'm going to present you guys, and we'll bring Michael Markoch in on this as well. I'll present you guys about 11 quarterbacks. We'll see how many we get to. And the question is really simple. Just would you take this quarterback over Shador Sanders in week one in 2026 for the Cleveland Browns? So there are three categories, and I guess I'll ask you to just kick things off which category you'd like me to dip into first. We have the retread category, the rookies, and the you again. So you can pick Jake, who would you like first, or what category would you like to pick from first?
Jake, this feels like Blind Tier Tuesday.
It does feel a little like Blind Tier Tuesday.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, though. I'm interested to hear you again. I want to hear who's in you again first.
All right, let's go with Deshaun Watson.
I am going to comfortably rock with Shador Sanders moving forward. Not even because, is there talent left untapped in Deshaun? I don't know. I'm going to safely probably assume not. I've seen that for a couple of years. If he is obviously going to be back next year, if he was in a conversation of, all right, well, we'll give you an opportunity to win the job. You'll go up against Shador. We'll see how it plays out with what's likely a new head coach, which would potentially, but unlikely, a new GM. We'll see how that just absolutely pans out. Sure, you can be in the mix next year. If you tell me that Deshaun actually wins that job and that's legitimately how that plays out, yeah, I think I'm out. Like, I would rather just see a quarterback who actually has time to develop. Not a guy who's now past 30 and hasn't played football, all of this year, most of last year, most of the last, 4 years. Like, I'm kind of out on him.
I would say, actually, Deshaun Watson as a backup, I'm very much in. Deshaun Watson as the starter, I'm out. I'd rather see Shador.
All right, let's go to the retread category here. Lots of names to choose from. And this quarterback was actually in discussion earlier this week on this show because he's the betting favorite to land with the Browns next season. One at Tua Tagovailoa with the Dolphins as they appear to move on from him.
If you're going to go with the retread option, going with the guy who respectfully, has had his brain scrambled and just isn't playing very well and just got benched for seventh round draft pick Quinn Ewers in Miami. Yeah, that'd be about the worst decision I have ever heard. Like, and I'm not somebody who thinks Tua is absolute garbage. Like, I think Tua has shown some really nice things. I think he's having a god-awful year. But yeah, like, do I really want to sign up for that over, again, like, if I'm going back to Shador, I still think there's more room. Like, I already know the arm limitations with Tua. I know now that interceptions can certainly be a problem. And by the way, dealing with an offense that is far more talented than the Cleveland Browns right now, even without Tyreek, you still have Jaylen Waddle and Devon Achane. Like, I would take that over anything that we have this year and probably next year.
I mean, don't we already kind of have a version of Tua with Dylan Gabriel? Like, yeah, why would we just move on? Like, I'd just start Dylan Gabriel at that point.
This show literally calls Dylan Timu Tua.
Yeah, that's Nick's phrasing for him.
Yeah, let's just start Dylan Gabriel if we're going to go down that route.
I mean, if you're going to have Tua, I'd rather have Timu Tua. At least I'm not spending the Tua money, right? That feels a little bit better, but I've already seen that, and that doesn't work in this offense. That doesn't work with this team. I think I'm good. I think I'm good on Tua.
Well, I would agree with you guys, and it's funny that you bring up Dylan Gabriel because he's also on this list under the you again category. Would you guys rather have Dylan Gabriel over Shador Sanders in 2026?
I didn't want Dylan Gabriel over Shador Sanders in 2025, so I'm going to go with a hard no on Dylan Gabriel again in 2026.
Yeah, I don't know what a full season of Dylan Gabriel would do for anybody in this scenario.
Probably land you a number one pick if I had to take a guess.
Hurt our eyes.
It'd get Arch Manning, games. I'm sure.
You can get Arch and, yeah, probably make me discontent with an NFL season by week three. So, I mean, when I'm reaching apathy in the season in week three, it would not be good, but I'm imagining that's probably where Dylan gets me.
Let's dip into the rookie category here for the first time. Dante Moore out of Oregon, obviously just 1 year with the Ducks, but likely quarterback two off the board right now, it seems, out of the NFL draft. Would you take Dante Moore over Shador next year?
This is actually probably like one of the better options that I would consider. Again, I told you in the lead, like kind of my thought process on it. Like, I'd probably rather see Shador with another offensive weapon than see Dante Moore. But if we're talking quarterbacks, straight compared one-to-one, I think there's a legitimate conversation there. And I might lean Dante Moore. There's just things that scare me with any quarterback in this draft class. And with Dante, the same thing. It's like he's played 1 year and some change as a starting quarterback in college football. We've seen plenty of guys like that transition to the NFL and are just not prepared to play at that level of the game. Most recently, probably we think of like Trey Lance, who basically got no opportunity in the NFL, has not been ready. We have not seen him be ready, and you have 1 year to go off of. Guys have great college seasons and then also go back the next college season and go, that wasn't good. Yeah, I mean, I would probably slightly lean Dante Moore on skill, but if I really had to pick, I'd probably still be leaning Shador.
This is one where I kind of do veer the other way. I love Dante Moore. I absolutely would rather have Dante Moore. He's my guy out of this draft. I understand, like, there's a thing about playing at Oregon, and it's like the same thing as playing at Ohio State with all the weapons he's got in the offense and all this. Like, it worked for Bo Nix. It worked slightly for Dylan Gabriel, all this other stuff. He's got the size. He's got the arm. He's got it all. Like, he can move a little bit. Plus, I mean, he's from here. So, you know.
He was here till he was five. I mean, we're giving a little benefit of the doubt.
And right? He was up in my neck of the woods.
I know everybody likes that. Like, we love the idea of, a kid from Cleveland comes to play in Cleveland. All right, if you want that, give Drew Aller a chance in the fourth round.
This is better than Drew Aller. We don't have to worry about Drew Aller anymore.
Well, I don't think anybody's worrying much about Drew Aller right now because teams drafting on day three are currently worrying about Drew Aller. And unfortunate, got hurt. Also didn't play that well before. But yeah, I would have taken Shador at two last year. I said that before the draft happened. Like, I was perfectly comfortable if you'd have went Shador Sanders at two. And I'm viewing this year's class not that far off of the way that I was viewing last year's class, where I don't know that you have a super top-end talent. I don't know that you have really any depth in this outside of one or two guys. If I already feel like I have one of those guys, do I really want to dip back into that bucket? Like, no, I'd probably just rather roll with this. And if it's not the answer and if I'm wrong, 2027 is waiting there for me. Like, again, is Dante more talented? Maybe slightly. Would I rather just keep Shador over Dante? Yeah, I would.
It's such a wild card because Dante Moore, I think, has the highest ceiling probably of all the guys we're going to talk about. But the floor, as you talked about, with the least amount of starts, it's certainly lower.
All right, that's an interesting one. You guys both think Dante Moore, potentially rather have him over Shador Sanders. That's the first so far. Going back to the retreads, the most popular option that I've seen that's been talked about this season is Mac Jones, obviously with the 49ers right now. We've seen him in plenty of games this year as he looks to be that next Daniel Jones with the Colts or Baker Mayfield with the Bucks. Would you take Mac Jones over Shador Sanders in Cleveland?
How many times do we have to get fooled by 49ers quarterbacks for somebody to actually just wake up? And like, Mac Jones is a former first round pick, so like, give him his credit. He's talented. I just also think we've seen probably enough of Mac Jones to feel like no. And Kyle Shanahan can make, I mean, an Olive Garden breadstick work at quarterback, let alone a first round pick. Like, yeah, they're going to look good. Hey, when they're sitting behind the 49ers offensive line playing in that system, they make quarterbacks look good. That's what they do.
I think you're banking on him being another Sam Darnold. I mean, that's another Shanahan reclamation project that he turned into something, and now look at him now. I agree. I don't really understand much of the retread route anyway. Like, if you're going to run it back with a non-rookie, you might as well just go with Shador. It doesn't make any sense to me to go with another veteran quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know that there – I mean, we're going to hear a couple more. I don't know that there is a retread that I feel great about. Maybe there's one out there, but Mac is not it. I'm out on – is his full name McCorkle, or is that an
McCorkle?
Okay, McCorkle Jones. Yeah, I'm out. Big time
out. Out on McCorkle. Like, let's go back to the retreads, because it's interesting that you guys think there might not be a retread out there, but I want to bring up Daniel Jones's name, because obviously out for the year with Achilles injury with Indianapolis, but he is a free agent after this season. It's not like he's committed to the Colts long term, but did show a lot and led the Colts to a really promising record when he was the guy there. Would you take Daniel Jones over Shador Sanders?
So the problem's the Achilles injury, right? Because that's going to keep you out for a majority, if not
possibly
the entirety.
All of next year, yeah.
Yeah, so like, he's going to be out a long time. I will say, I was high on Daniel Jones even going into this offseason. Like, when I did my quarterback big board, he was in the top, I think he was in the top five, maybe top six of the guys that I liked there. I did think that playing a Kevin O'Connell offense, taking that time, plus, he already played well in New York. Like, it wasn't, I mean, he played bad in New York too, don't get me wrong, but he had played well in New York to earn a second contract. There was enough there that I was like, yeah, I would do it. I get the money wasn't there, and he ended up signing like a $14 million contract. I'd be interested. Plus, it would give you Shador Sanders probably through 2026 anyway, if you're just going to keep both those guys there and then go, we'll try Daniel Jones after. Could lead you in a really bad downward spiral of just not great quarterback play. I'd be interested. I mean, I like Daniel Jones. I'd probably still rock with Shador, but it'd be one of the more interesting names for sure.
I think this would be a good option if you kept Stefanski around, because it's kind of the similar offensive tree, but I'm with you, Jake. The injury is terrifying. I don't think he's going to play next year. Plus, I think the Colts really like him. I think he really likes it there. I think it's probably he just takes a deal with the Colts for less money and just sits out next year.
All right, guys, I've been bearing the lead on this one. Obviously, Fernando Mendoza all over the place in terms of being quarterback one, and in our conversations already comparing him to Shador Sanders. Maybe we don't even get the opportunity to draft him if he goes 1 and 2, and right now we're sitting at 3. But would you take the Heisman winner over Shador Sanders next year?
Mendoza's the guy that very early on I identified as a quarterback I like more. I watched him play in the Big Ten title game, and again, haven't dug into a ton of film on these guys. I still think I would rock with Shador. Like, I talked to Max Chadwick on Overtime a couple of weeks ago. He compared him to Jared Goff, which is not what I'm looking for. I like Jared Goff, good quarterback, probably not going to win you a Super Bowl as we see right now in one of the most talented offenses in the NFL. I'm kind of out. Like, he's an RPO merchant in college. He's got a great frame. He can develop into something really good, or he can be Jared Goff.
Yeah, this is like right there with me. I'm kind of with you, Jake. Like I said, I like Dante Moore better. And it has nothing to do with his personality. There's just something about Mendoza here. To me, I just don't know if it's going to translate. And I don't even know why. I just think he needs the system to be right. Tell me who the coach is, and then I talk about Mendoza.
All right, I want to do one more, at least in the you again category, to kind of wipe that one out. It's Joe Flacco. Why not a third trip to Cleveland? Would you take Flacco over Shador? There's obviously a lot of scenarios there, but take the old man over Shador in 2026.
That man's got to hang up the bootstraps. He's got to be done. The cleats got to go up on the hook. I mean, listen, can throw the ball still with really good, deep accuracy, still has a good arm. No. I'm not 40-year-old quarterbacks don't do anything for me. If there's somebody that is over the age of like, I mean, we're talking probably close to 30, I'm pretty close to out at this point. I mean, like
Phillip Rivers is 44 playing right now.
That's true. Do I have 4 years of Joe Flacco? Probably not four good ones. I also am watching, you know, Phillip Rivers fall down like he's a geriatric too. So
when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, not great.
I think it's hard to say Joe Flacco's done, especially with what Phillip Rivers is doing right now. But I totally agree with you. There's no reason to bring him back for a third try. I don't even know if he would at this point.
Probably not.
I don't think he'd even be interested in that.
Probably not as long as Andrew Berry's here, I'll tell you that much.
So what I think is really interesting from this exercise is we just went through, I think, six, maybe seven quarterbacks. And out of 11 that I had, and the other ones were Malik Willis, Trey Lance, and Ty Simpson. I'm assuming those are both no's for all of you guys.
Yep.
The only one was Dante Moore. And, you know, this whole idea was sparked by Ross Tucker, who joined us on Monday. He said, you have to think about NBA, next best available when it comes to these Shador conversations. And I accuse myself of this too, because when I think about Shador in 2026, I'm like, man, he really has to go out there and have Tennessee Titan-esque performances against the Steelers and the Bengals to finish out the season to be even in the mix for that job. Well, going through the options that are actually out there, there might only be one or two guys that you would take over Shador, and you don't even know if you're going to be in position to get those one or two guys. Very interesting in terms of the odds or the chances of Shador being that guy next year.
Yeah, now I do think there's probably a lot of people who would lean Fernando Mendoza and say absolutely yes. I think they're seeing things that I'm not seeing, and I don't know who's right on that. But
maybe that's the only two with Mendoza and Moore combined, and maybe the Browns go all in, maybe even make a trade to move up in the draft to get one of those guys. But if you're sitting behind the Giants and the Raiders, that'd be a tough sell to move up when you have so many other holes to fill.
Yeah, that is the one thing. I have said it for weeks. I will continue to say it. The one thing I am absolutely out on, based on what I've seen on Shador, is that I am trading draft capital to move up to take a quarterback in this draft. There is not a quarterback in this draft that is worthy of selling my future away and making sure that I have that guy because he's going to be the answer for the next 25 years. The tape there does not show it, right? Even the college stats right now don't show it for either of those two guys. Like, he is a must-have. You don't have an Andrew Luck in this class. You have two fine quarterbacks that have very good opportunities to have good NFL careers. It's not worth trading up. You need so much else right now. If he falls into your lap and you take him, I'd have a hard time making an argument against it. If that's the quarterback you love, absolutely. If you think he's a franchise guy, go get him. But the fact that you would burn capital to go do it is just, that's beyond me. Like, there are way too many things that you need this year. There's way too much, even if you're going into next year's draft to trade out. Like, you still probably need more things in 2027. I'd rather just take my chances and just sit there, see if the guy falls into your lap. If not, okay. Like, then we roll with Shador.
And you brought up the Jared Goff comp for Fernando Mendoza. And at the time, I was like, oh, I would definitely take a Jared Goff-type quarterback on my team right now. But I'm not willing to spend a top three pick on a Jared Goff-esque quarterback for my team right now. So it's an interesting parallel there. And I just can't emphasize enough that with this exercise, you really have to think about who else is out there. And I'm sure there's going to be some outside of the box names that nobody is considering right now that could be on the move this offseason, because that's usually how that goes. But only two names that potentially are ahead for Shador for most people. That's really interesting. And I don't know how much that changes over the next two games and as we get into draft season.
Yeah, I think your best route's to go and do it, but it's definitely an interesting thing. It's something we're going to have to keep an eye on. Once I dig more into the tape, maybe I fall in love with one of these guys. Maybe there's one I like even more than Shador, but early returns have not been, I have to have that guy. Jake, appreciate you. Good stuff. Michael, good stuff chiming in. As well, I've been pushing it back for so long. We're going to get into whether or not it makes me a bad person, because I continue to push this thing off every time this time of year. Plus, disappointing NFL teams. All coming your way in 5 minutes. Jake Volnick, in for Nick and JP, right here on Afternoon Drive. I had some things already done, but I had to go. I had to, like, tie up some loose ends as well. Get, like, a major gift that I'm doing for, like, an exchange with my family that I had to build an entire thing for that I just put off until the last moment. And I also wrapped all of my gifts this morning, when I have a Christmas Eve function that is going on immediately after I leave this show and I go back home. I'm going to Christmas Eve where we are exchanging gifts. I wrapped those this morning.
So you said half your shopping's done, or is it all done?
It's all done now. Oh, okay. Half of it was done prior to yesterday.
Oh,
okay. And then the other half got done.
I got you.
Is there too, like, cause I do this every single year, every time this happens where it's like, I get to a point and I'm like, yeah, no, I know a couple of things I want to get somebody for Christmas. And I get those things. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll just, you know, I got a couple more ideas. I'll order these online. And then I get to like December 20th and I'm like, well, let me tell you, I'm not getting anything shipped in 4 days. That's not happening. I had to order those 3 weeks ago. So we now need to go to the store. And I feel bad when I'm like, hey, here's your gift. I wrapped it yesterday. And like, I grew up in a, you know, like, from the point until I was like 10, my mother was a single mother who was basically going through and like would work two jobs. So she would wrap our presents like basically the morning of Christmas. So like that aspect I get. And there's absolutely nothing that I hold against people that are like, if you have kids, if you're a parent and you're wrapping those the night before, again, totally get it. But I'm not a parent. I don't have kids. I'm just talking about people like I've had plenty of time to get gifts and wrap gifts. If we're being realistic about it, I'm just lazy and I put them off and I'm like, now we got to do that. Am I a bad person? Is this bad?
No. Jake, I don't really ever wrap my own Christmas gifts anyway.
Like, no?
I'm usually around either my mom or my older sister and they're very good at it. And I let them do it. And then I switch when they're wrapping like each other's gifts. So obviously they don't know what it is. Like, I've wrapped gifts after midnight before. Like, I don't know if I've ever done it morning of. That would be new. But it's never too late to wrap one. I'm even in the version of, you don't even really need to wrap it. Stick a bow on it and just hand it to them and say Merry Christmas. There you go.
I am a bag person. I'm terrible at wrapping. I was talking to Jake Murren before the show, and Jake's apparently an excellent gift wrapper. I am the opposite. I can't wrap for a dime. And I will go through and specifically put as many of my presents into bags that I'm totally giving people. Yeah. So much easier.
Good boxes for like when you buy them like clothes, you put it in like little gift boxes. That's my jam. But I am not good at wrapping. There are no presents this year that I have to wrap. So I'm not going to.
That's probably the correct way to take it. But I did get some gifts wrapped today. I got some gifts. I got everything sorted out. So it's all done. I feel kind of bad having people be like, I thought so much of you that I bought this yesterday and I wrapped it today. Here you go.
And now you went public with it and told everyone on the radio tonight that. So now everyone's going to know that you did it that way.
That's okay.
No one had to know, Jake. You could have just.
No, we can't keep it in the dark. That's no fun. You got to give people a lens, Michael. You got to let them in. Far from perfect. I mean, look at the YouTube. I'm fat. Okay, let's keep this thing rolling. There was an interesting clip. Dan Orlovsky was on First Take and had an interesting AFC North take that expands to the world of football that I want to take a listen to.
I think it's the most disappointing team in football this year, the Baltimore Ravens. How does Derrick Henry, who's averaging, I think it was like seven and a half a clip, put you up 11 with 12:30 to go and never touch the football again? It's odd to see how this offense last year was historically great, not really good. They did things that are in the NFL history books. And that group, for the most part, is back, and they're so inept on offense this year. And so for that, like, you're talking about a team, and rightfully so, not hyperbolic, that team should win the Super Bowl this year. They've got a guy that is a two-time MVP. They got stars up and down their roster. It's 10 All-Pros. That team should win the Super Bowl. They're not going to get in the playoffs. And when that happens, change happens.
So it's not that I disagree with Dan, because the Ravens are obviously very clearly disappointing. I don't think I can look at the Ravens and say that is the most disappointing team across the NFL right now. Mostly because Lamar was out for a chunk of the year, and I still think Lamar's missing every single Wednesday practice right now. Did not practice today once again. It's been that way for the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's injured. Like, he is not playing at 100% health right now, and probably nowhere close to it. So, yeah, are the Ravens a disappointing team that they're now probably going to miss the playoffs and should have just hands down walked away with the AFC North? They're 100% disappointing. They're probably a top 3 to 4 disappointing team in the NFL. I can't help but look around and go, these teams were healthy and probably bigger disappointments. For instance, who I think is probably the biggest disappointment this year, the Kansas City Chiefs, who, yes, Patrick Mahomes is now torn ACL and IR. He was healthy up until the moment they were literally eliminated from the playoffs on the final drive of the game in which the Kansas City Chiefs were losing. That team's a disappointment. Like, you have Andy Reid, you have Travis Kelce, you have Patrick Mahomes, you still have Chris Jones and a fine defense, and you couldn't muster up enough wins to not only win your division, because Denver's playing at an incredible rate this year, but just slip into the playoffs and be eliminated weeks out. That's like top tier for me. Like, you have probably what people are considering one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time already in Patrick Mahomes. Missing the playoffs is obviously a really bad feat. I also look around, like, I would say I'm more disappointed in the Detroit Lions right now.
I was about to say Detroit, but they are one team, like, their entire defense is basically gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's, talk about a team that got smoked by injuries. It is a little unfair, but that offense is still fairly healthy and they have not been good enough.
No, and the offense was, I mean, early on in the year, losing Ben Johnson, that was part of the problem. We've seen Dan Campbell take over play calling. We saw that offense go through several moments of struggle way earlier in the year and have still had their flashes of offensive struggle. And it's like, you have Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Jared Goff. Like, I don't know why I'm naming the entire Lions roster to you, but like, you have so many weapons on that team. I don't understand how that's not more disappointing than the Ravens. Like, again, there's injuries. Those two teams are very comparable, especially Ravens also had a ton of defensive injuries early and have obviously gotten better since then. But it's like, it's an injury-riddled team. Yeah, I expect them to be better. They're both disappointments, but like, when you have your quarterback hurt, that's kind of like the end-all. You get a free pass out of this season, is it not?
Yeah, it is, because I was also going to think, I think Washington's on that list.
Yeah.
Like, And to be fair, I know Jaden Daniels is out, but even when Jaden Daniels was playing, Jake, I know you and I have talked about this, they haven't looked good.
No, they've looked really bad.
And so it's like, that's a disappointing team, because everyone was picking Washington to go to the Super Bowl this year. Everyone was picking them to possibly win the NFC East. They're not even close. They're going to have a top six pick.
Yeah, I mean, what are they? They're currently, I've lost my, 4-11 on the year.
Yeah, they're starting Josh Johnson tomorrow.
On Christmas. What a game that we're talking about on Christmas. What are the Browns rank in this? In terms of teams that are just, because they're a disappointment.
Are we talking league wide or?
Yeah.
I'd say they're in the top.
Maybe
12. I'd say the top third. I don't think we can say a team's that disappointing when they were predicted to win 5 and they won 3.
Like, I don't really know what more teams I'm putting ahead of them other than
Tampa
the ones.
Tampa Bay
is definitely above them.
Tampa Bay, I would say, for like the most like mid season disappointment, just for them to start off so hot and they can't win a game.
I mean, I would maybe make the argument like the Falcons are somewhat up there, but I don't know that expectations are crazy high. They're still 6-9. They're probably in that mix. But outside of that, like I look around, Cowboys might cross into that line.
Miami. Injuries have hurt Miami as well. But
not to mention playing in a division with the Patriots and Bills has absolutely killed you. But like, yeah, I think that it's a really short list. I would probably go as far to say like top 7 or 8. And leave the Browns there. Again, it was low expectations coming into the year, so there is a little bit more of a pass to that aspect, because yeah, you might fall 3 games short of what your expectation was according to Vegas. It's more the product on the field and the way that we've had to watch it. But Browns are disappointing. Just keep in mind, there's probably 7 more disappointing teams in the NFL. It's, very odd the way that we look at it. He can be disappointed. He can be angry. There's a lot of fan bases that end up this way too. But yeah, the Browns are definitely up there. All right, we get to, in case we missed it, to wrap up the show, coming up here in 5 minutes. Jake Volnick, in for Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.